This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You have a good day. Hopefully you're going to have a good day, and we're going to help you get there. DJV Show, time 7 after the hour, Tuesday the 29th of September. I'm Doug Steffen, here with Victoria Keelan. General Horn's on vacay this week, so it's up to us, Victoria, to make all of this work. I don't know, it's a big job, but I think we can handle it. I'll put both of our feet firmly on the ground, reach for the stars. What does Casey Kasem used to say? Something close to that. Keep your feet on the ground. Keep reaching for the stars. Something along that line. The winner's circle today. That's a good way to start. Who did what? I'm not a follower, but I think you, your husband, certainly is a big sports fan. Mm-hmm. So in hockey, who won?
The Tampa Bay Lightning, they have won the Stanley Cup. And in the final seconds, as the game wound down, they were in Edmonton. The players on the Lightning benched, threw their gloves in the air, and streamed onto the ice with joy. And so another NHL season has come to an end. Yep. They pulled off the win 2-0 against the Dallas Stars in Game 6 of the finals. And so this is the second championship in franchise history for the Tampa Bay Lightning, and it's their first win since 2004. So it's been a long time coming. And as we know, you know, all of the seasons and all the pro sports this year are a little bit wonky. So they had a shortened season for the NHL, and they kind of went right into the playoffs. So a lot of exciting games, even though it was just a really short season. But congrats to Tampa Bay.
You know, it just doesn't feel right to me.
What?
That Tampa Bay has a hockey team. Florida.
Okay.
Why would somebody... it doesn't seem to compute to me. You'd think that people in the northern climes wouldn't be excited and love having a hockey team, but why would they be supportive, unless there are a lot of northerners in Tampa Bay, and there probably are, who would get excited about... I understand football and baseball and stuff, but hockey
right.
in Florida?
Ew. But they played against the Dallas Stars, so
I know, even that
Nashville has
too.
A team...
Yeah,
Nashville has a team. San Jose has a team. I mean, there are a lot of warmer climates.
I know.
That have teams.
That's my
You're
own.
You're not a hockey fan, so.
No, I'm not a fan of most of that stuff because I think a lot of it is fixed and contrived. And
fixed?
So, I think there's a lot of fixing going on in all kinds of sports. Sure. There's so much money in it. Look at these teams and what they're worth. The Patriots are worth $3 billion. Dollars. You don't think there's shenanigans going on there?
Well, the Patriots have a history of cheating, so yeah, I would say
so
that.
So, hello. Ding, 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 ding. All right, up next here, there are signs of a second wave. So apparently the grocery stores, having learned the hard way from the first time around, are starting to stockpile for a potential surge. I don't want to think there's going to be one. I think there is going to be. I mean, I don't want to, but I think, yeah, in the next month or two, it'll go up, and it'll come down as fast as it goes up. I think that's where it's going. Remember, in March, the stores were empty, nothing, zero. So everybody's scratching around trying to find out where to get some food, and that's been the reason there's been such a great run on American family farms this summer, because people have been buying more. And, of course, because restaurants are closed, you eat at home a little bit more, so you're looking for more things in general. You and your husband love to eat out, but you haven't eaten out as much by any stretch.
We haven't at all. We haven't at all. We haven't been to a restaurant. So, we've done some takeout, but here and there. But for the most part, we've been, you know, doing a weekly grocery order. And then I order stuff for my parents, too, because they haven't gone anywhere.
Right.
So I popped in and out of a grocery store for like 10 minutes really quick, you know, to get one or two things. Mm-hmm. But other than that, we haven't gone anywhere. But, you know, we're in New Jersey. We're in a county right now. There are two counties that are starting to spike, and we're in one of them, and which we knew was coming because we live at the beach, and we saw no one wearing a mask, and we saw people driving from all over the place to come to the beach here. So it's not surprising that we're already hitting another spike.
The thing about the spike, even though there are a number of cases, what doesn't get underscored here is that the event is not as serious for the people who get it unless you have really compromised immune systems. Not as many people are dying. There are people dying, don't get me wrong. The numbers are going up there, too. But it just isn't.
It seems ventilator use is way down, which is good.
Yeah.
So that's really good. Even though maybe people are getting tested earlier, maybe they're, symptoms are very clear. But for whatever reason, it's a good thing. Because as soon as you go on a ventilator, you know, your chances of coming off the ventilator are not
city.
Great.
Adios,
it's not great.
Right. So here's a question that's being, it has to be thought of by people at this point in time, even though we're at the end of September tomorrow, the 1st of October, we're almost 2 months away from Thanksgiving, the last Thursday in November. I was called November turkey. I don't know why Thanksgiving. The Thanksgiving turkeys would now be being prepped, and the number of Thanksgiving turkeys and their availability through the normal sources may be somewhat shortened. So if you're smart, you'd get your turkey order in now if that's what you want for Thanksgiving. Don't wait until a week before or even the first part of November. If you're really, really going to have turkey and you want to have a normal meal, now would be the time to put in your order with whoever it is that you, if you go to the local farm, and I hope you do, that's really the deal here. The inventory of cleaning and sanitizing products, I think I've still seen when I've gone to the grocery store, huge holes, even now, in the sanitizing areas for certain things that are associated with well-cleaned homes and offices and stuff attached to COVID, what will clean it, et cetera, et cetera. Paper towel shortages, an issue at a lot of stores. You don't see a lot of that stuff, although there's more toilet paper around than there was before.
Yeah, it's weird. There's toilet paper now, at least here in New Jersey. The toilet paper is back, but the paper towels are gone. It's so weird. You could only get paper towels for a long time. There was no toilet paper, and now it's the opposite.
I don't think using toilet paper for that role is very pleasant, but when you consider what it used to be like, can you imagine what it was like before there were toilets, before there were the toilet paper when you were using, you know, have to do your usual thing, and it just seems, I'm thankful, I guess, because probably, this may be too much information, but on the farm, once in a while, and out in the field.
No. I don't want to go down this road. No. If you already said this is probably too much information, then go with your gut.
Yes. Right. Yeah. So, back to the sports stuff for a minute, and the number of people who are playing, like, football and baseball, are they wearing masks? Was there anybody... Mm-hmm. In hockey, you know, they haven't got any teeth, so I don't know what they use to filter out stuff. Did you ever see anybody
in the hockey? If they're on the bench, yeah. I think NHL, I don't think I have seen anyone wearing a mask except the coaches who are, you know, standing on the sidelines. But they've been in the bubble. They've had two bubbles in Canada. So they've done very well. I don't even know if there have been any COVID cases, and they're like the NBA. They've been totally isolated. Mm-hmm. So for other sports, football and the NBA, if you're not on the field, they've already fined the NFL coaches more than $1 million in fines for not wearing a mask. Mm-hmm. So you'll see a lot of the coaches are just wearing the clear shield so that they can still have their microphones on to talk to everybody else. But they're taking it seriously for sure. I don't even know that the NFL has had too many cases spiking, actually.
Yeah, really. Clorox. I use Clorox. You can use a lot of Clorox. Just using bleach. I bought a couple of extra bottles of bleach. And I think even though it smells bad, that's a good way to keep things clean as well. In a moment, what is New York doing about vaccines? If you're taking care of your body and doing a good job, congratulations. Maybe you're on the Calitrin and you're doing that. You got a diet thing going, an exercise program going. Calitrin's helping you lose weight, super duper. But are you taking care of your brain as well as you're taking care of your body? Prevagen is the way, the supplemental way, the natural, the healthy way to take care of your brain. It is a brain health supplement. A lot of vitamin D in it, and that's what makes Prevagen so good. Add it to your daily routine, if you please. Prevagen is available by going online. You can find it mostly. A lot of the health stores have it. It's Prevagen. But remember, Prevagen. Think about your brain as well as your body. Please do that. A lot of people take your head, your brain for granted. I don't do that anymore after the last month or so. Don't you do it either. Improvement in age-related cognitive impairments will be yours. With Prevagen, a healthier brain, you'll have a better life.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support. And it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
In her address to the Republican National Convention, Kimberly Klasick touched on a truth that the GOP must address if they want to remain relevant in the years to come. I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. During her speech, Kimberly Klasick, who was running for Congress in Baltimore, said that she wants to see her city become, quote, an example to Republicans around the country that we can compete in our inner cities if we reach out to the citizens and deliver real results. The Republican Party has struggled to make inroads with the black community for decades. Some have argued that this is because black Americans are conditioned by the media and the Democrats. But the reality is that the GOP has failed to make a concerted and genuine effort to reach black voters at the local, state, and federal level. Until now, Klasick has the right idea. She has been pounding the pavement and interacting with potential voters ever since she started campaigning. Regardless of the outcome, she is setting an example for the rest of the party. The question is, are the Republicans ready to start courting black votes again? Learn more at LibertyNation.com. Conservative news where truth matters.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so Victoria, I see that New York is going to have its own review of vaccines, even though the feds are all over it. The governor told reporters he's worried about the politics. Gee, really? Yeah. The first question he said, is the vaccine safe? Frankly, I'm not going to trust the feds. I would recommend it to New York-based, the government is, you know, the problem is personalities, government personalities and all of this stuff.
The other part of this is that New York did, you know, got hit the hardest of any of the states. And New York, the originally when the testing that our federal government had, we didn't want to use the same test that every other country was using. For whatever reason, our first round of tests did not work. We still didn't at that point, which I would have made that, if I was in charge, I would have made that game time decision. Okay, well, now we're going to use the test that Europe's using while we develop our own to make sure our own is accurate. We lost a lot of time there. In the meantime, what New York did, they got all of the universities together and all of the lab and the hospital associations under Dr. Zucker, who's the, whatever they call it, the official doctor of New York. So he got together, he got everybody together, and then they came up with their own test. And the test in New York is 99.9% accurate. That was a higher rated test than any other test that the rest of the country got. Mm-hmm. So I would expect nothing less of Dr. Zucker to go right ahead and say, we're going to make sure this vaccine is as safe as it needs to be, or we're going to develop our own. I wouldn't be surprised if there are labs in New York right now that are working on their own just for the state of New York.
Let's all move to New York then. They're getting a vaccine. It's 21 after the hour.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Getting to the point where I can recognize Billie Eilish now, Victoria.
That's good. No one else sounds like her.
No, that's true. Billie Eilish, Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, what a triumvirate. This is the music portion of this hour of the DJV program for Tuesday, the 29th of September. There's a documentary on Billie Eilish premiering in theaters next February. Apple announcing that it's going to do the releasing. Be on Apple TV Plus streaming. Is she that popular that this?
Oh yeah.
She's a kid. I wish she had for a life.
Well, yeah. It's a pretty fast trajectory into fame and stardom. So, yeah, I think that she's got a lot of
wear
fans.
It well, better than the Worm did, and better than some of these kids that just go off. Although the Worm, I think, is straightened up pretty much.
That's Justin Bieber, in case anyone doesn't know what Doug's speech is.
Billie Eilish, the world's a bit blurry. Announced late last year, follows her life after the release of her blockbuster debut album, When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go? Interesting question. Actually, a good conversation point, right? When you go to sleep, where do you go?
Yep.
Anyway, got her 5 wins at the Grammy Awards last January. Documentary produced in collaboration with her label, Interscope Records, and has sort of a part of that, the director was granted deep access to her private moments with family behind the scenes of her public appearances. Apple TV Plus making its first foray into movie theaters this Friday with the premiere of the Sofia Coppola directed On the Rocks with Bill Murray and Rashida Jones. That'll be interesting. The film will stream on Apple TV Plus starting next month. Billie Eilish released the standalone single My Future earlier this year. Also released the James Bond theme song, No Time to Die, which will be released. Apparently, they're going to put that out next in November for Thanksgiving.
Huh. I wonder if it'll stick with that opening.
I wonder about that, too.
Yeah.
This is the theme. Certainly sounds like a Bond theme, doesn't it?
It does. And the synths in the background that kind of builds.
They're able to capture that.
Mm-hmm.
Make a difference who does it. Sure.
That's all her brother, Phineas. He's her producer. Kind of a genius, yeah.
Yeah, good. Well, they make a good pair. 25 and change after the hour here on the DJV program. All right, next up, musically, Bat for Lashes.
It just begun.
they come up with these names?
To live.
Uh-huh. They just call themselves Lashes of Death. This is a cover of a great Carpenters song. You can almost hear Karen singing. We've only just begun that song, 50 years old. Wow. So it's a group from England, Victoria, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Have they been...
They've been around for a while. They're on the alternative rock kind of circuit.
Are they? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Yep, Natasha Khan is the singer-songwriter. She kind of goes by Bat for Lashes. That's her, sort of her stage group name.
Yeah.
But it's mostly really her.
Uh-huh. According to Instagram, her vocals and piano recorded during lockdown in L.A. She's backed up by a London Contemporary Orchestra. Isn't it amazing how you can put all that stuff together technically?
I know.
These days. So anyway, we've got Natasha Khan and her version of this Carpenter song follows her take on Don Henley's The Boys of Summer. And that would be a little more difficult, I think, with this style. She pulled it off. Kind of. You can hear the tune. Mm-hmm. Tone is different.
She likes to do a lot of cover songs when they're live in concert. Yeah. So she covers Cyndi Lauper. She's covered Kate Bush. She likes to do a lot of cool stuff with covers. Mm-hmm. And I think these are timeless songs at any age. People pretty much know them.
Yeah,
you know?
I like them. Yeah, right, good. Well, good luck to Ms. Khan, Natasha Khan, a.k.a. Bat for Lashes. We've learned that here in this portion of the DJV program. It's 28 past the hour.
Your attitude determines how you hear things. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Have you ever noticed that one person can be extremely bothered by the same noise that another person finds pleasure in? The reason that's so is it's not the sound itself that determines how we hear things, but our attitudes. One person might hear the sound of crows, for instance, and think it's haunting. Another might find joy in trying to hear what kind of crow dialogue is happening. Listen, in life, you not only hear what you want to hear, but you also hear things the way you prepare yourself to hear them. Life can produce sounds that are simultaneously annoying and fascinating. What you hear in life often has much less to do with the outer sound than it does with your inner voice telling you how to perceive that sound. To listen to life in a whole new way, visit drchristianconti.com.
Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
We are living in difficult times where people fear having thought-provoking conversations about pressing issues. And although we're in the midst of an information explosion, there are a lot of forces aiming to distort what's true. I created the Bill Walton Show to provide a forum for in-depth, thought-provoking conversations with leaders, artists, entrepreneurs, and thinkers. Please join me at thebillwaltonshow.com to explore what's true.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com to...
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. House Democrats introducing a new $2.2 trillion coronavirus relief plan. The proposal includes another round of $1,200 stimulus payments. It provides funding for schools, small businesses, and airline workers. Speaker Nancy Pelosi says it's an olive branch to Republicans to restart negotiations that have recently stalled. Two services back online after outages last night, 911 and Microsoft 365 services, were both experiencing trouble across the country. 911 services down in several states, including Arizona, Delaware, Minnesota, Pennsylvania. At around the same time, folks were having trouble accessing Outlook services like email, Teams, Office.com, Dynamics 365. Among others. It's not yet clear if the two outages were connected. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The CDC now recommending that people do their holiday shopping purely online this year. The health agencies added crowded malls as a high-risk activity, hoping to deter Black Friday shoppers during the pandemic. Other Thanksgiving traditions like turkey trots and parades could also become coronavirus super spreaders, according to that agency, which is recommending having overall a virtual Thanksgiving holiday, doing things like recipe swaps with families or friends online, and otherwise staying at home and watching parades and other events on TV with the immediate family. Wall Street is starting the week on a positive note, with stocks closing sharply higher yesterday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 410 points on the day to close at 27,584. The S&P 500 rose 53 points to 33,51. The NASDAQ adding 203 points to 11,117 at the close. And NASA's gearing up to send a $23 million toilet into space. It's set to launch almost 8,000 pounds worth of supplies from its Virginia flight facility on Thursday night. And that includes the toilet, which NASA says is 65% smaller and 40% lighter than the one currently on the ISS. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Four at the hour now here on the DJV program. Happy to be here with you, instantly available for your every need. Jennifer Oren on vacation this week. Victoria Keelan is here, along with the Dougster. And the fact that tonight is the debate. Kanye will not be on the stage, though. For those of you who are supporting Kanye, he's not going to be in attendance at the debate. Joe Biden will be there. Donald Trump will be there. And so, frankly, what's going to happen? A lot of probably nothing, I'm guessing, as most people have made up their minds what they're going to do anyway. What's the point even of having this? I suppose it's good visibility, maybe a way to raise money for the campaigns. Who knows? Mm-hmm. But it becomes, it's like a bad news interview. It's a gotcha time. And, you know, well, Trump's known for his...
I think people think a lot of, but that both candidates have a lot to answer for. Yeah. So Chris Wallace, you know, he's going to be the moderator. There's only one moderator, which I think is definitely the way to go, because when it's more mm-hmm. than one, I think it just gets to be too confusing. So I think that, you know, Chris Wallace, as we've seen, he's been tough on Trump in interviews. He's been tough on everybody that he interviews. So who knows? We'll see. Maybe he'll do a good job as the moderator. They will be on the stage for 90 minutes tonight, and everyone wanted to know about wearing masks.
What do you want to know? What do you want to know? What do you want to hear from both of them tonight?
my mind's made up, so it doesn't really matter, to be honest. You know, I don't know anyone who's looking. I don't know anybody who's looking to watch this and kind of go, oh, well, I'm still on the fence. I don't know.
Yeah.
And the other part is, you know, neither Trump nor Biden are good debaters. So, you know, in the earlier primary, the only advantage I think that Biden might have is that he had a lot of practice at the beginning of this year before the pandemic hit. You know, the end of last year, beginning of this year, he was in, how many debates were there? They seemed like 10. I don't know. There were a lot.
Way too many.
When there were all of the Democratic candidates, and Joe Biden started out really not great, but as that series of debates ended, he kind of ended up as really one of the best, the better ones. He had a slow start, but he ended up really strong. That he's had more practice, you know, even though it's not that recent, but he's had more practice. Trump is not, you know, Trump has his own style. It's not what I would call debate. It's sort of just, you know, it'll be interesting to see if Chris Wallace makes Trump stick to the questions, because that's something that he doesn't do. But that's, you know, other than that, am I going to sit through an hour and a half of it? I don't know. I'll give it a try. You know, I'll give it a chance.
You're going to report to me tomorrow. I might just tune in to see if they're okay, the two of them together. But if they get into that nonsense, calling each other names and stuff, I don't want to watch that. You get nothing.
I think that from everything I've read behind the scenes, clearly both teams are trying to avoid that. It does not look good for Trump when he does that. It doesn't look, you know, and it doesn't look good when Biden snaps back. So either they're both going to give in or they'll both be on their best behavior. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Right. So now that we're thinking about the election, the question comes from people like me who follow the space program. How would an astronaut who is up in space vote? There are a number of them, including flight engineer Kate Rubins, who is going to be voting from the Space Center. She's going to be there during the voting period, I think the next 6 months, as a matter of fact, along with a couple of Russians. Who do you think they're going to vote for? Yeah.
Well, here's the real question.
Are
the two Russians going to tamper with her ballot? That's the question.
What do you think they talk about when they're up there? There's three people living together in a very close environment, unusual circumstances to be sure, for months and months and months. And they can't be working all the time paying attention to their assignments. They have to get to know each other.
Mm-hmm.
And one wonders what it's like, you know, under that circumstance. And would they talk about voting? Do you think if I were up there, I'd want to ask the Russians, hey, what about your government messing with our election?
Right.
And see what their response.
I think that's probably a very reasonable conversation.
Yeah.
Although, who knows, the Russians may have to be very careful what they say. They might be spied on.
Yeah.
But, you know, look, they're all in the scientific community. They're of the, you know, they're in the upper echelon. Well, but
probably.
I was going to say in the upper echelon of intellect, I think that they could probably all have a pretty interesting, you know, conversation about life in Russia, life in the U.S., and the different ideologies. I think they would probably make for a very fascinating conversation.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. So, there's just that whole thing, though. It's to the point where these debates are contrived, to go back to the debates a little bit, just kind of too much contrival. All right, so we'll see what happens. We'll talk about it tomorrow. Nothing to talk about in terms of preparation, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We were talking about the winners of the hockey finals. Tampa did well there. Apparently, they're doing okay in the baseball playoffs as well. They start tonight, right? Or is anticipation they'll do well, I think? Isn't that true?
Well, it's an expanded 16-team field. This is the largest playoff field in history because of, you know, the way they had to reschedule things with COVID. So the opening wild card series will be played at the home fields of the higher seeds. And the Tampa Bay Rays are at the top seed. They are the top seed in the American League. So, I mean, look, Tampa as a city has a chance to get two major big wins in this weird pandemic season. So we'll see what happens, but it's going to start. It'll be a long time because it's 16 teams rather than eight.
Yeah. Okay. So baseball, this is the time of year. It's the only sport that has some normalcy, even though the season is so short. Why did they? We had this discussion earlier. I don't remember where it went. Why are they even having a World Series? It's irrelevant. They didn't have a long enough season. So, I mean, they just started playing, and all of a sudden they're in the playoffs. What's the Who's excited about
that's
that?
That's how they've had to kind of do it for all the sports except football. Mm-hmm. Football will be normal season.
But yeah.
Look, fans were desperate for live sports again. This is, you know, there was so much money being lost. I think it's good. I don't care if it's 16, you know, games or in the playoffs or whatever.
Yeah.
Because
a lot of people,
you know,
affected by it.
Well, and there are a lot of people who have jobs again now, you know, because they're playing.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I think it's a good thing. And all the fans, I don't know any fan. My husband is the biggest sports fan there is. He is so happy to have sports back on TV. So he would watch, you know, Little League at this point if it was not. So I think a lot of people
Little League games. I remember being in Williamstown, Pennsylvania, where they have the Little League World Series.
Mm-hmm.
I had a radio station that carried the program, so I went down there to visit once, and it was pretty fascinating to see how the town just became alive when the Little League World Series. And some of those kids were really pretty doggone. They played very well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they were great. You think surfing is a sport? Would you consider surfing a sport? Yeah,
of course.
Competitive surfing, I guess. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Imagine the idea of getting caught up in a wave that was over 73 feet high. Would you say high, tall, 73-foot wave?
Mm-hmm.
Brazilian pro surfer Maya Gabriela presented with this opportunity, and she used it to break her world record for the largest wave ever surfed by a woman. She set that a couple of years ago. This time, she surfed the largest wave of the year, and this was not just women. She beat everybody, right?
Mm-hmm. She surfed the biggest wave that was on record this year. Yeah.
Off the coast of Portugal. And the World Surf League. So do they know, is this the time of year? They must know. They go to the places in the world, have mm-hmm. their finalists where they're... All I can think of is the wave that turned the Poseidon over in the ocean.
I don't know how big that wave was, but 73 feet is... Oh, man. That, to me, I can't even imagine. I would get such an anxiety attack just looking at a wave that large.
Yeah.
And people stand along. This is in Nazaré, Portugal, which has some of the largest waves in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And people standing along, it's like an old, it looks like an old kind of fort almost. You know, it has a lighthouse and it's very ancient. And people stand along the brick wall there and it looks like the waves are just going to wash right over them.
European coastal city. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And apparently the one that she did last time was 68 foot.
Mm-hmm.
She said, quote, I was risking more than I usually like to do. When I let go of the rope, I had a feeling it could be one of the biggest, but I wasn't sure. The speed was high. The noise. Now, see, that's the other thing. What is it? What's the noise like?
I can't even imagine.
When you hear that wave.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I won't even send you the video of this because I think it'll just freak you out.
I'm sitting in the stomach. Yeah, right. Yeah. She competed in February of 2020, but the Guinness Book of World Records is now publishing it, and so
they wait for the wave season to be over.
Yeah,
and
right.
so there's no other big competitions.
33-year-old, she believes her achievement may be a turning point in the perception of the ability of women. I think that women are doing much better in sport. I think. You find women who are every bit as strong, every bit as a bit. Maybe they should have more competitions with men and women together. I'd like to see that, frankly. I think it would be more exciting instead of separating. I think women should be playing baseball. Women should play football if they can. There have been a few women that have played football. Play hockey, whatever. If they're able to do it, so what's wrong with that?
Mm-hmm.
Other than the childish behavior that go on in the locker room afterwards.
Well, but with surfing, you know, it's only in the last, I would say, maybe 10 or 15 years that, you know, I grew up at the beach, and when I learned to surf, I was the only girl in the water. So now it's all girls. It's great. It's become a sport that's really opened up to everybody.
We're opening up the equality gates better and more every day, and that's a good thing. Today, we celebrate National Coffee Day. The history of coffee back to the 15th century in Yemen. Most people understand that this is a very Middle Eastern brew, if you will. That's where the coffee beans first were grown. As for Europeans, they get their first taste about 100 years after that in Venice. Local clergy condemning coffee. When it came to Venice, the controversy was so great that the Pope at the time was asked to intervene. Yep, this sounds like something for the Pope to do. And so the Pope decided to taste the beverage for himself before he made a decision. Wow, groundbreaking thinking. Found the drink so satisfying, he gave it a papal blessing. Meanwhile, back in the U.S., if it weren't for the Tea Party in 1773, Americans probably would be drinking tea now instead of coffee. Colonies revolting against King George's hefty tea tax. Tea was out, coffee was in, and so it began. A lot of percolating going on in the 1800s. Brothers John and Carlos Arbuckle started selling coffee to cowboys in the American West. James Folger introduced coffee to gold miners in California, and yes, that's where the name comes from. What's the old, what's the jingle, something, Folger's
best
in
part
your
of
cup.
Waking up is Folger's,
Folger's
in your
in
cup.
In your cup, yep.
Right.
You don't drink coffee either. You and I
no,
don't.
No, every coffee. Once in a while, I bought a cappuccino machine during the pandemic, during the quarantine. It was one of my purchases. So every once in a while, I'll make myself a cappuccino, but it's usually decaf. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of boring. But in honor of National Coffee Day today, if you go to Starbucks, if you are a rewards member, you'll get a free coffee. If you go to Dunkin' Donuts, or just Dunkin', they call it now, you'll get a medium hot or iced coffee with any purchase, so that's free. And at Krispy Kreme, everyone can get a free brewed coffee, no purchase necessary.
Krispy Kreme!
But how can you leave a Krispy Kreme without buying a donut? Right? You just can't go in for the free coffee and not buy a donut.
No. You got to buy a donut at Krispy Kreme. Man, those things, though, are nothing but sugar.
It's all sugar, but they're so delicious.
It's kind of like my friend Tommy the farmer. I don't know why I didn't do this, but it didn't seem to fit on my farm. But he bought a donut machine and is making apple cider donuts for his patrons. They have the fall excitement going on, and he's been selling thousands of them. And I went up there the other day because I can smell them cooking them on my farm down the street. So I went up there and I said, okay, time for me to taste test one of these things. And I will tell you, it was the most fabulous. Oh, my God. What a wonderful taste. So that brings you into fall if nothing else does. Bringing you into a focus on TV, I thought it was pretty interesting, the hoopla or lack thereof, depending on your corner of the world. The people that love Fox think he's a traitor. Shepard Smith has gone to CNBC, and they've created a newscast for him at 7 o'clock. What's CNBC? It's not MSNBC. MSNBC is more the political arm of those NBC cable stations.
Yeah.
CNBC is pretty much a business channel.
Finance.
Has been.
I always think
right.
of it just as finance, yeah. Yeah. I don't know anything about him, really. I don't know if his background is finance. Maybe that's why he's there. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Also, a focus on WGN America. I wonder how many people who are into the news who want something that's objective are watching what they call News Nation, a 24-hour deal. It is just about, I remember I talked about this the other day on the air, just what's happening. That's it. No, you're not going to be confronted with these talking heads that make no sense. But they're very professional, I think pretty affable, mostly the people that have been working at WGN for a long time, and now they've just expanded with reporters that work for other stations around the country, but their job is, what they say, is be engaging, be inviting, be accurate, be on the story, which would be, they've got like 5,500 different people assembled around the country. This is a big commitment for them. All right, what's on tonight? Dancing with the Stars was last night, all right?
Right, so tonight on all the networks starting at 9 p.m. is the debate. That goes from 9 to 10:30.
Right.
If you're not into the debate, then I would say hit up some Netflix.
All right, there you go. 10 before the hour on the DJ V Show.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan to go through several important stories, including Ring's traffic stop feature, and how does that help in accountability? What's the scoop here?
This is interesting. So Ring is, of course, the home security company with the cameras at your door that, you know, so you have it on the app and you can all that whole thing. So they have a new car cam. It's going to cost $199. It has two cameras, one that's pointed out the front of the windshield and one that points towards the car, your car's interior. This is a new feature called traffic stop. Ring is owned by Amazon, so it's powered by Alexa. The camera can send alerts whenever there's an event, like a break-in into your car, or if it's being towed, or if there's an accident detected. Then owners can tap into the camera feed to see what's actually happening through your phone. The interesting thing here, the new feature is traffic stop. All a driver needs to say is, "Alexa, I'm being pulled over." It triggers the cameras on both sides, and it also starts recording, and the footage goes immediately to the cloud. So meaning that, you know, if it's, let's say that there's some sort of altercation, if you're being pulled over and a cop, you know, maybe grabs the camera or whatever, there's nothing that he or she can do. It's not saved on the actual camera. It's already up in the cloud. So that's an extra level of accountability there. The notification, as you're being pulled over, the notification will then be sent to a list of your emergency contacts that you have initially set up, informing them that you're being stopped at a traffic stop. And so there's, it'll be interesting to see if, you know, police body cams are very unreliable. We know that. Mm-hmm. They're hard to obtain. You know, the families have to go through all kinds of hoops.
They disarm them half of the time.
They do.
Anyway.
They turn them off. it's a mess. And so this is a real legitimate way and legal way for people to feel like if you're getting pulled over, then, you know, you're gonna be able to have full accountability of what actually went down. Mm-hmm. And if you feel that you've been abused or, you know, neglected or whatever the case may be, harassed by cops, this will all be recorded. I think that sales of this are, especially in the climate that we're in right now with the police and police reform being called for in so many cities, I would not be surprised if these cameras do not fly off the shelves.
Yep. Sounds like a good idea to me. Up next, Lego is going to release a Batwing kit from the Batman movie.
The Geek Out. With that new Batman movie on the way next year, sometimes we need to recognize the original, the 1989 Tim Burton Batman classic. In a twist on its typical Batman-related product, Lego has announced a new kit of the Batwing from the movie. The circular wing-shaped craft was a visual hit back in the day, and the kit captures it well with 2,300 pieces and three minifigs, one of which is a great version of Jack Nicholson's Joker. There's an additional special Lego brick that allows the wing to be displayed on the wall as the fine piece of art it actually is. Maybe it'll get some kid to watch the Michael Keaton version and listen to that great Prince soundtrack. The Lego Batwing goes on sale November 1st for $200, and we've tweeted the details at the Geek Out.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
All right, up next here at 57 past the hour on Tech Talk time, Amazon is starting their Prime Day. Is this early?
No, it's
Amazon
very late.
Prime? Oh, it's late.
Yeah, it's late. It's usually in July, and people were wondering if it was going to even happen this year. As we know, sales on Amazon have just skyrocketed throughout the pandemic, so people were wondering if they were really going to do this, but they are, and they've announced that Prime Day will run from October 13th to the 14th, and it's a two-day shopping event. It's going to feature over 1 million deals across every category, every major brand. They're aiming to support small businesses this year on the platform. This is a whole new incentive. They really want the customers to buy from small businesses in the run-up to Prime Day. So starting today until October 12th, Prime members get a $10 credit that you can use at certain small businesses that sell on Amazon. And so Amazon's also committing to spending more than $100 million to promote small business through Prime Day and the holiday season, which is great. So some of the sales have already started. The Amazon Echo Dot, those devices are on sale now. The Fire Stick you can get on sale. Starting October 6th, other bigger brands come into play, like Toshiba and Insignia, and the Blink Mini indoor cameras, things like that. Typically, like I said, Amazon Prime Day is normally held in July, but it got pushed back because of, you know, the obvious. So Prime Day, they say, is going to start at 3 o'clock in the morning Eastern time on Tuesday, October 13th, and there are more deals that they are going to announce, but they usually roll out with the major brands, Panasonic, Keurig, Marvel, Lacoste, Adidas, things like that, Under Armour, and then they'll as we get closer to Prime Day, they'll start telling us about more deals.
Just see how much money Netflix is going to make with their price increase. No wonder they can pay for all of these. Oh, man, this is that's a lot of dough.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, as you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.